Jan, what is your instruction regarding the Noble Eightfold Path and the most useful attitude toward the word right? Of course, I mean, I think one of the things I mean that is like yesterday I gave a couple talks on, you know, the kind of the gradual path, the gradual training, gradual instruction, and the Eightfold Path is another expression of that. So that you know, there is this gradual or graduated or a certain systematic way of practicing, of training oneself in virtue, in meditation, in discernment, and that being the Eightfold Path. And then I think the most useful attitude toward the word right is extending one's definition of that and recognizing that the 'cause usually when we think of, in English, we think of right, and then if it's not right, then it's wrong, or it has to be right. Yeah. But that isn't the way that, say, I think Ajahn Jeff points to something extremely useful in the roots of the word. For some, the word that was translated as right is actually a word that's used in musical theory a lot. So rather than being right in terms of exclusively right, it's more like right in tune. Right in the sense that it harmonizes with the other factors of the path, so that when you expand your perspective on the word right in terms of right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, that these are right, not in the sense that they're in that sense of black and white, right and wrong, but they're right in the sense that there's a harmonizing quality. There's a right in tune, or they're just right, because the whole purpose of the path is that it's a path leading to the cessation of suffering. So that when it's, say, just right, then suffering ceases. Whereas desperately trying to get it absolutely right usually creates more suffering.